Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Church of Thessalonica has received faulty information either by epistle or by preaching of a false prophet that the day of Christ is already at hand or is past. The coming of our Lord, I believe, is the indication. The apostle writes to straighten that out. He makes provision going forward that he will sign every epistle and that it might be known that it is from him, knowing that we have manifested in the scriptures that other brethren that would troop and company with the Apostle Paul would do the writing for him. We believe and understand that he had problems with his vision. But nevertheless, even though himself or another brother would write the epistle at the Apostle Paul's dictating the words, he would sign it himself, and so that they might know that it is authentic. He's setting this straight with them about the day of Christ. And that the day of Christ, he says, won't come until there be a falling away first and the man of sin be revealed. That wicked, as is listed and shown there in verse number 8, that's his name. And so we pick it up here in verse number 8. And then that wicked shall be, and then shall that wicked be revealed, of whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. So our Lord will deal with this one, and it's indicated in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 20, that the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, that's where he gets his power, this is Satan's Christ, the Antichrist. That one that'll stand up, a man from amongst men, will stand up and claim to be the Lord there in Zion, in the temple, there on Mount Zion. In Jerusalem, even him whose working is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Oh, he's going to be believable. He'll be able to deceive even the saints if it were possible. The Lord will keep that from happening, but that's how believable he will be. And then it goes on to say in verse 10, with power and signs and lying wonders, verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. He will deceive those that are perishing. How do we know that they're perishing? What's the Lord say about them? The perishing are so because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They hate the word of God. They want no part of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're of a heart and a mind just like Satan and the Antichrist is. How is it with you? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus? Or does that of the Lord Jesus just anger you and cause you to froth and fret and put you beside yourself? Do you claim humanity and the capability of men and the thinking that you have ability in and of yourself? I ask you, how did you keep your heart beating this morning? How did you awake this morning and have your right mind? Understand that life is from our Lord, and sinners need to be saved through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? I'll stand in judgment before no man, the sinner would say. Oh, just because you believe it, just because you deny the judgment of our Lord and Savior and Creator, doesn't mean that it's not so. Sinner, you will stand in judgment before the Lord in one fashion or another. You will be at one of the judgments, whether you're a saint and saved by the Lord, or you're a sinner, condemned, guilty, and undone before the Lord because of your rejection of His truth and His gospel and His salvation. You will stand before God Almighty. Again, verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Oh, he'll come with a great show, great charisma, great ability, with all deceivableness and unrighteousness. Verse 10, and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The truth. You know where the truth exists? The scripture says in the epistles to Timothy that the church of the living God is the pillar and ground of the truth. One of the Lord's churches is the repository, the receptacle, the holding place for the truth of God's word. You need, that's the reason we broadcast these messages. And we're not this because of something that we've done, but because of the salvation of the Lord and the calling of the Lord and the establishing of the Lord of Olmsted Baptist Church. We're special because God has made us special, and we hold forth the word of God to sinners and saved alike, that you follow after God, as the scripture says, that you be reconciled, that you be reconciled to God. That's our desire for you. We are nothing, but the Lord Jesus Christ is everything, and we point you to him. Verse number 11. And for this cause, what cause? Because they love, receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You don't love the truth that you might be saved. You're in a precarious situation because when the Spirit of God backs off and the man of sin comes to power and Satan has his way, those that receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved will be sent strong delusion by our Lord. No love for the truth that equals the sending of a strong deception and a lie. That they might, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, the lie of Antichrist, the lie of Satan. He'll rise up, Antichrist will rise up and say that he is God. He'll rise up to say that he is God, and many will flock after him and believe him, and there'll be many things that he'll do. It goes on to say that sentence in verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Again, we come back to the truth, the word of God. The word of God, that they might be damned who believed not the truth of the word of God, and but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They desired the wicked way of Satan, the wicked way of Antichrist. We see here, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, verse number 11, who, those that love not the truth, that they might be saved, that they should believe the lie of Satan, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The scripture goes on to say, and the apostle dealing with this church, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. Speaking here to the church, brethren, beloved of the Lord, you're saved. The Lord loves you. He saved you. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through setting apart sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, believing the truth again of God's word. We see that coming down through here. The haters of the truth, the lovers of the truth, the deniers of the truth, the believers of the truth. He says, whereunto he called you, how? By our gospel. The apostle Paul went to Thessalonica preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. He preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ unto them, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You attain to it by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his gospel. The gospel net was thrown, and they were caught in that gospel net. They believed it. He said, we're give thanks for you, brethren, and your love to the Lord, and he's chosen you to salvation through the sanctification, the visiting of this same spirit that restrains Satan, the same spirit that comes with the truth and woos sinners and tells them about the gospel of the Lord, tells them Jesus Christ, tells them about their sin and their great need, and that Jesus is the answer for it all. Whereunto he called you, verse 14, by our gospel to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs with Christ. Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions, the precepts of the Word of God, which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. We come back to truth again. We come back to the Word of God again. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That's how you'll be established, by believing what God has said. The apostle was used in the beginning to carry the gospel to them and to teach them some things. They received an epistle or preaching or teaching that of some false things that troubled them. And as it says, they were shaken in mind and they were troubled by that. But he reminds them, understand that you hold to the true word of God and the word of God that has come to you. You hold true to what I send to you and what I have preached unto you. You hold true to those things. And be established in those things, and you be comforted those things, and you will be blessed, and you'll be strengthened and helped by our Lord. Now unto Jesus himself and God, even our Father, who hath loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, his favor, him saving us, showing us these things, telling us the truth about things to come, just as the Lord Jesus did with his disciples there before the time of his crucifixion, his burial and his resurrection, his death and burial and resurrection. He told them things in advance so they might be encouraged and strengthened in him. The Lord Jesus says, even though I'm dead, I'm still in control. You believe in God? Believe also in me. He said to his disciples there, the Lord tells us things in advance that we might have confidence and consolation and good hope in him. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. What's the work? The work is the obedience of our Lord. That's what the work is, the obedience of our Lord. Well, I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.